This is an interview with Mr. Juan Menchaca at the State Historic Society of Colorado, or the Colorado State Museum, on November 13, 1964. The interviewer is Mrs. Sylvia Loomis of the Santa Fe Office of the Archives of American Art. And the subject to be discussed will be Mr. Menchaca's participation in the federal art projects during the 1930s and 40s. But first, Mr. Menchaca, would you tell us something about yourself, where you were born and where you received your art education?
I was born in Fort Worth, Texas, on a farm about 3 miles from the city, Tarrant County. Mm-hmm. And after finishing school, I was interested in the art field at all times. I attended the Texas School of Fine Arts that provided all faces of crafts. Later, I studied in Denver.
Did you go back and forth?
Yes, I did.
Your home was still in Fort Worth, but you came here to go to school?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And where did you study here?
Under Robert Graham, who was a professor specialized in portrait painting.
Okay. What school was this?
Graham.
Oh, it's his own
yes,
school.
Yes.
I see. Mm-hmm. And how long did you study with him?
I was very fortunate to have 2 years of his training, mm-hmm. both in portrait and landscape painting mm-hmm. on the field.
And when was this?
This was in 34 mm-hmm. and 35.
I see. And then, did you say that you moved here?
Yes, last return to Fort Worth, I married, mm-hmm. and then I moved to Denver.
I see. And how did you become involved in the art project?
Well, at the time, I didn't know the whereabouts. I was in hopes that I could get started in my field. Mm-hmm. I was very fortunate that I visited some of the projects, one that Donald Baer, at that time director of the Denver Art Museum, he suggested that I bring some of my work, and he would see what could be develop or if it would be possible to get started into the any of the art projects
yes.
in Denver.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you applying for an easel project?
Well, at the time, any of the fields that I had some information or know-how.
It didn't care as long as you got a job. Huh?
Yes.
I see.
And of course, when I did return and show Mr. Baer the work that I had, he was impressed with it to the point that he recommended me to apply to this museum, the State Museum, mm-hmm. which was involved in portraiture work and diorama work. Up to that point, the diorama was only a very vague craft that involved the field of art.
Yes. Was somebody already working in that with the dioramas?
Yes. When I visited the State Museum and met Mr. Edgar C. McMecken, who was a supervisor, and his supervision was quite a it was a wide range of activity from writers' projects, art projects, and of course the historical reproduction of artifacts and portraiture of the different